Well, and my memories are fuzzy about the whole thing. I've just got is spasmodic. For example, I can recall being Sherlock Holmes there while running the office.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, if you want to go to Los Angeles, have a look. I doubt there's going to be anything there, but there might. But this is a, again, this is a great opportunity to make a lot of money. Just
Potentially,
saying, potentially.
potentially. But
But it
we would
might
have
take
to
a while.
try. We would ha yes, it would be a long burn.
Yes.
Do you have knowledge of business?
Not really, no.
Okay. Because that would be something for what you're thinking about doing, regards to like stock trading, etc., knowing how the stock's going, you would need to have some business acumen, I would
I mean,
suspect.
I just figured I'd just hack some money, but that works too. 'Cause I mean, back in the day, this is kind of what I used to do before I turned my life around. So
How quickly
yeah.
it falls old ways.
I suppose, oh, depend if you're if you are conf if you are confident enough, can you get, for example, driver's licenses issued for us and sent to a post office box, for example, or sent to a post office?
Trying to think
Tricky.
2001. How
And
was
then because and then once we've got driver's licenses, can you set hack and set up an account that we could then go in using the driver's license to prove who we are to then get the credit cards and access the funds?
potentially,
That could take a while.
but yeah, it might take a while. And
Yeah.
also, 2001, I don't know, how much of the stuff is done online, like the DMV, for example. Is
Not
it
much.
done in person? Oh.
Yeah, they like to torture people with long lines for many
Because
years.
you will not be able to go into a bank and access funds without ID.
Can I make, in 2001, how were credit cards normally issued? What
So
procedure did you need to do?
there would have been a there would have been a most credit cards are used by card swipe, and as in a carbon copy. I'm not talking electronic. I'm talking you put a card on, they've got paper, carbon paper in a machine, and they go shink shink to make a card swipe of it. And that's actually how some people actually did forge did fraud. They would go through shops, bins and stuff and find the carbon copies and the and whatnot, and then reverse engineer it because it's got the person signature on it. So things like the I can't think what the three digit pin number, three digit ID that's on a credit card nowadays wasn't didn't used to be on the credit cards then because there was no such thing as online shopping and stuff like that. So there was no need for it. Because sometimes,
Yeah, it might be a bit difficult then. Because what I
yeah.
was considering doing was basically stealing someone's identity and asking the bank to tell them, hey, I lost my card, send me a new one. That way we just have a card. But
Well, all the stuff you're suggesting, you're looking at a month or two of living here. So if you want to live here for that long, you know. Or if you're stuck here forever.
like getting a card sent out to a post
Maybe.
office would only take about a week.
But we need to actually steal someone's identity for that.
Yes. And then because you'd also need to get in and change the location where the card was
Yes.
getting sent to, for example.
And I don't know if that's held online or not in this time.
So banks started up, I don't know what the US, I don't know about the US, but I know in Australia that internet banking started up in the about 1996, 1997, thereabouts. Because out of game, I did second and third level support for when internet banking first started in National Australia Bank. I worked for a bank back in the 90s. So
they might have online, like,
information. It was very primitive, like WAP phone, you know, like they were looking into WAP phone stuff and that, you know, the slide phones you had in the Matrix movie and stuff like that.
Which were
some of the first WAP phones or what available. The Nokia 5100 or whatever it was.
Well, if that fails, I can just hack an ATM machine.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's not that hard.
No. Well, you do the old Terminator. You're thinking the old Terminator 2.
Yeah. So if I really need money, that's one way. But
Yep. And ATMs did not have cameras back then because they weren't that you didn't have people able to get stuff to insert into machines to scan cards and whatnot.
So that's probably
the easiest way right there.
Yeah. We could buy some electronic gear. So the various parts and stuff to build something to stick into a card, an ATM slot, and get it to spit out money. We just do it in such a way that it is not noticeable and we don't get greedy and get it to spit out. You know, we only do it like in $500, $1,000 lots or something.
A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah. And we also pick our ATMs based on what's around them as well.
Yeah, are there any ideas that don't involve killing people?
Hi.
Okay.
Actually, that reminds me, Mildred, something we haven't actually talked about yet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the flock, the birds and the bees. I was dreading that.
What?
If things go really bad for you.
Yeah.
And you find you cannot claw your way out of madness.
Okay.
What do you want to happen to you?
Oh. Huh.
I mean, you may disappear. I may not have any say in the matter. I may not be around when it happens. But I thought I should ask you.
Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't really think about it.
No.
I feel quite sane.
Yeah, I know. It may not be something that eventuates, but I know that it's. I know that this sort of thing has been prying at your mind recently.
Yeah, it's.
But I don't think you'd considered the afterwards.
Mm. Yeah, not really.
Hey, Mildred, there's a trumpet case with a fire axe in it close by.
Also, I would be willing to, if you're offering help, to help me with my issues, I'd be willing to listen.
Okay.
If you guys want to get more money and stay here for a month or whatever or two, then she could help him with his issues while she goes screaming down the pit of ultimate despair and madness.
Good idea.
I mean, there's no
little vacation. Yeah, little vacation and like therapy sessions.
Sure. Well, how about this? We'll worry about the money.
Okay.
You worry about our mental health.
Good. And I like to worry about people's mental health.
Usually kind of going in the other direction, though.
I'm not saying that.
Right. So to make the money thing easier, all I'm going to need is a build repair electronics, computer use, hacking, and what else would be a good skill for stealth? You don't want to get caught at the ATMs with your weird.
What order so do I do that in?
Would you like me to support you with those roles, as I'm not too bad with computers and electronics?
Let's say.
Oh, by the way, Pete, $200 of your precious, precious money goes away for stuff. At something called a Radio Shack.
Oh, Radio Shack. That's right.
Look at the nostalgia kicking in.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if Radio Shack actually existed in Australia. I've just seen it in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as you're a bit more from the future than I am, I have more confidence in your abilities with electronics and computers. So why don't I help you with the electronics and computer use?
I don't have, the only thing is I don't have any hacking ability.
I'll do the hacking then.
Yeah.
You do those two.
Usability side of it, I'm not too bad at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me help him with the electronics then.
Are you gonna get Santa's help?
Oh yeah, Santa's doing it.
Does she put any Christmas magic
Santa
in
Santa have any ability, knowledge, willingness to assist?
Yeah, I can help with some sort of computer things.
Mm-hmm. Do you have electronics also, Santa?
I have just computer use.
Well, do you want to try to get a check in electronics, Santa? What if you have to repair little Timmy's radio?
I hate little Timmy.
You hate everything.
Do you want a scale 5? I have one.
Mm-hmm. So what are we doing now?
Electronics.
I think I would just fumble and make it worse for you.
I could
be awesome.
Well, we have a plus 5 for me.
Okay.
Go, McKay.
So by a quarter for electronics.
That's pretty sexy. Okay, cool.
Computer use. Support role.
I will support your computer use.
It shows everybody standing around the table.
Lightning coming out. See what happens when I try to help you?
Nice. Okay, so you're only a -5 after all that, McKay. She's like,
I make it with the, I didn't put the -5 in there, but I didn't make it.
All right.
Over 5.
Cool. Let's see, the hacking role.
Does anyone want to help with that?
No. I can try and help, but hacking is not
Are you sure you don't want to help, Santa?
No. Yeah, I'm sure.
they're like, oh, thank God.
Nah, not sure.
You have no values in that at all. But you failed it anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah, it would have been at learn. I don't know why it's got 0 in there instead of the at learn, but yeah.
I want to play my skill 5.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, the stealth roll is going to be done by the person who is out collecting. So, pretty much, you only need one of you. The other you don't have a vehicle to be a getaway driver in.
Well, we can have other people just observe, just
casually observe.
Yeah, sure. Logan, the other thing I will do is, I should say, I'll buy some phones of the era, some equivalent of burner phones of the era.
Oh, good.
The cool Matrix switch phone. Yeah, look at it go. No screen.
Yeah, very, very primitive WAP.
I think at this time, didn't you have to buy? Oh, wait, no, the burner phones. Yeah, I don't even know when they started selling burner phones. I think they still have
phones. Burner phones.
Because I know I had to buy one with a fucking expensive plan and definitely needed ID.
Prepaid mobile phones were available in 1994.
Okay, you buy some burner phones, say $30 each. They're still kind of new gee whiz at this time.
Oh, sorry, no. Paying for free. That's when the first prepaid mobile phone.
So when did it first?
Early 1990s, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Yep.
Got it. Okay, so. Who's doing the actual collecting? And because there'll be another hacking role for the collecting, I'm guessing it's him, and you two are lurking nearby, ready to jump out and beat him to death.
No, just talking on the phone, walking down the street.
Got it. Okay, so Freddie, give me you've got the right equipment, so I'm going to give you automatically a plus 10% on your. Well, wait, no, you're also going into weird old timey shit. So back down to zero. So all I need from you to get some money, and this will be for several of them. I'm doing several at once, is a stealth roll. This is the not getting caught roll. And then the hacking roll will be, first do the stealth roll. This is the not getting caught by the cops. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop. Whoop, that's the sound that you hear.
Does anyone have any cards that I tried?
I do have a replenish, but I don't have any.
I have skill 5 if you want it.
Sure. I'll take it.
Whoop, whoop. Sounds like hopping over a police car to go over to ATM, looks around, acting super suspicious, and the cops are like.
Okay, I'm gonna play my skill 5. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, you're not gonna get caught. In fact, I'll add 5% onto your next roll, which is the hacking. Hacking is lower is better. This is how many different roles or how much money you're going to be able to get before you realize that to go further would be to push it and need more rolls and stuff.
Okay.
So lower is better hacking. Good luck. It's all you. You're at a plus 5. Good luck.
Come on, great.
Crit would be fucking lovely. I will give you a stack of fucking money if you make a crit. If you make a fumble, I have something humorous in mind. There we go.
Ooh, that was almost a fumble. That was very close to a fumble.
Nice.
So I get no money from doing this, right?
It's potentially going to be. Well, he made his stealth. It just means that.
Yeah. Your shit doesn't seem to be working with their banking stuff at all.
I do have a replenish that I could play. If
you I would like that, if you don't mind.
Make me very happy.
All right, so discard any cards you do not want.
Mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop.
Including Yana and the NPC. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention. I was
kill somebody?
No. Now? I think it was one of those rare moments where Yana was actually making some notes.
Oh my god.
I wanted to write something.
Or are you just drawing and doodling?
I'm thinking she's got to make a picture of her character dressed in an outrageously big Santa Claus suit. That would be a good picture. Sagging, like long ass Santa Claus.
I'm waiting. I'm allowing Yana and Logan to discard before.
I forgot. I got cards now. Come on, give me another soul survivor. I'm the bad guy.
Somebody wants, I have 2 opponent fails and armor piercer.
Okay. Well, I've got a nope. I've got a nope and a replenish.
Yeah.
Do you think
I'll be hanging on. I don't know if we'll be getting into combat.
Yeah, that's the question, because you know you haven't got a huge amount of time left.
I think we're considering we're all fairly wounded.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
I think we're doing our best to avoid combat at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm very
maybe good if you want, maybe hang on to one opponent files just to be on the safe side.
And I will toss one.
Okay. Well, let me know when you guys
I also have one opponent files.
Yeah.
I've got a red to play as soon as you guys are done with your.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I'm just waiting for Yana to if you've discarded everything.
Yeah.
Right,
I have overactive imagination, and I want to keep that.
Yeah. Hang on to that for dear life.
Oh yeah. So draw back up if you haven't already.
Yeah. I'm drawing back up and now.
That guy will play as red. Yes.
I have Insta Hero.
What?
Insta Hero.
Nice. I'm sure you could use it. The bad guy plays his red card, which is Big Black Plot Dildo.
Uh-oh.
Gets 5 more hero points and can refill his hand, which he's going to do because you're bad. And, yeah. So, see, the neat thing about this, Alex, is that the bad guy doesn't necessarily have to be the one that's in any scene right now. In fact, I know which bad guy it is, and it's just going to piss off. And no reds. God damn it.
Yeah, so I played training time to give myself a tick and stuff. I decided I'm not noping while the Big Black Plot Dildo might be worth noping. I've decided not to nope it.
Mm-hmm.
To hang on to it for a card that blows away our cards.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Did you get anything to give you a reroll?
Any rerolls, anything?
No, sorry. Unfortunately not.
So you guys
Hold on, I'll spend 1 point.
How many hero points will that leave you with, sir?
I have 20 at the moment. What?
Oh, god damn.
So lots. We'll leave you
don't forget
lots.
To get that overflow, though. Overflow.
Yeah, I got one overflow from before.
49 to go. Woo.
Yeah. Well, 41, but yeah. Computer use. All right, come on. I'm going to play my +5 skill. Anyone have skill cards?
No, I don't think so. Check.
I have assistant +5, so I can play it on it.
Yes, right, nice.
Yeah, play it.
Nice.
Okay, you're a total of a 10 bump then. Good luck.
15, you mean? Because you gave me 5 before.
Oh, yeah, so 15, yes. Carry on. He's thinking again. Ah, right. You end up with about $5,000 or one standard PC bundle worth of robbery.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It took a couple of days, but yeah, you've got it. The hotel, easy 100 a day. Very nice accommodations. They bring your food to you and shit. You order room service and you get your sheets and stuff pressed and your duck pressed and your shirts pressed and your face pressed, whatever you want.
Well, actually, I was going to get my clothes dry cleaned and repaired.
Yeah, they'll do that.
I'll give each of them
$1,500. Can you keep it for me, please?
She doesn't do what, she doesn't do the money thing.
She don't handle money.
Oh, you're one of those, aren't you? Okay.
can you go shopping with me? I need to buy some new clothes.
Sure. Just tell me what you want.
Thank you. I buy some like normal looking clothes, like jeans and t-shirt.
Makes you buy them for her and laughs at your pain and your weakness. It's just how she. No problem. Yeah, you get outfitted with reasonable clothes. Women's clothes will just double the price because they rip women off. Pockets is an extra 50% onto the price. So figure $300. You got a nice wardrobe going.
Okay.
more than one change of clothes, unlike these other two fucking barbarians who wear the same shit all the god.
300, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, they for men, they get theirs cheaper just because they overcharge women for clothes because it makes them happy for some fucking reason. Welcome to misogyny 17, 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody's woke. So, good deal. They're still not, sorry. The future. Keep going further into the future. 2070, 2300, somewhere in there to make it. Yeah.
Does anyone know what... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, does anyone know what the name of this zone is?
No idea.
Nope.
So anyway, you guys are
noting it down as 2001 at the moment.
Yeah.
2001 USA is what I'm noting it down as at the moment.
I would. Why don't you call it 2001 Shermer, Illinois?
Okay.
That way, I'll know what we're talking about too.
Yep.
So you've got money. Oh, now it's your holiday. Right. So if you have no ID, so pretty much how would you stay at the hotel? Meh. They figured you'd suffered something horrible, and since you pay in cash there and you're not holding any parties, then they will let you continue to do that. You're gonna need to take off. Actually, it'll depend on Yana. So Yana begins to, Santa begins to work on you with your personal issues and stuff. So how good she gets her psychoanalysis will also determine how much time, hence how much money.
Okay.
Also, because I have healed a few times during that.
Absolutely. Yes. I figure everybody's just healed up, you know.
Oh, fully. Okay.
Yeah, you're just fully healed because it'll be at least a month unless she gets like a crit or something weird and then less. So Yana, now is your time to shine.
Okay.
Now it's all about you.
So we sit in some sort of room where nobody disturbs us and I listen to you talking about your feelings forever.
Forever.
Oh, nice. I'm such
like, a... Oh, wow.
Wow.
So Pete, mark off, or somebody mark off a total of $1,400 for a hotel room mere 2 weeks later. Now, what is
Freddy's your... Freddy's got most of the money now, so he can mark it off.
I'm going to do $1,500, so what about $700 each?
Sounds good.
Okay, so, right, what is your current sanity at Alex?
51.
Right. She moves, let's see, with a crit, she moves that shit down to your two insanities that you'd managed to open up are now quirks. So you've got some, pretty much you're like, I don't think we should stay in a room without a fire escape as opposed to firemen are our friends, you know. you'll take a quick shower, but baths are still bad. You know that bad shit lives in big water. So if you get on big water, bad shit is going to come for you. You're pretty sure. And you're probably okay. Right. So, you know, rain and streams and shit. These do not include monsters, but oceans? Shit, Cthulhu sleeps under one. Fuck oceans. Seafood may have been molested by deep ones, but, you know, if you cook it long enough. So... You're feeling much more sane, although if you go back down to 40, then you're going to reopen the wound. I'd suggest first because you do a much better job playing that than the fire thing. Yeah. Although...
Question. Can I go to a pawn shop and buy a small gift for Yana?
A pawn shop? Classy.
Yeah.
All right. So, sure.
I think it fits in with, from the little bits I've heard of his background, I think it's the character's background as to where he would go, where he would
I would like to purchase some lockpicks, specialized lockpicks.
That's a thoughtful gift she may actually like. Sure, give me a luck roll. You've been here for long enough that give me a streetwise roll to go to the right place and ask the right guy, as opposed to, oh, I'm now on a police watch list, because lockpicks are still pretty iffy in the States.
Sorry, just to clarify, are we in Los Angeles
for this? No, you're still in Shermer, Illinois. Nobody bothered
me. Shermer, Illinois. Yep, that's right. Yeah. I just couldn't recall. Wasn't sure if we'd relocated or not.
Streetwise done.
$200 later, and no questions asked, you have a nice lockpick set. In fact, with that kind of streetwise roll, give me a luck roll. If you can make that by half, it'll even be one that includes a small bonus.
Okay.
An extreme.
Oh, I did make it by half.
Gift it is. All right. So you pick up lockpicks of plus five-ness. It's the kind of tube about this big, about this big. You open it up, roll it out, and you have a plus five to pick locks. It's not super fast, but once you get the lock picks out, then, you know, it only takes a minute or less.
I'm going to leave. What is it? Is it gift wrapped? Is it wrapped up?
It shows the guy at the pawn shop. He's like wearing a fucking dirty t-shirt with suspenders. And he's like,
I'll buy some wrapping paper and wrap it up.
Yeah.
And leave like a little note and just say, thank you, Freddy. And just leave it in Yana's room somewhere.
You wish to enter her room when she's not there?
Well, I'll leave it in front of her room.
That's safer. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. I don't know what kind of fucking traps are in there, dude. I wouldn't fucking set foot in there. It'd probably be one of those big spikes from the movie Predator, or the Conan thing. Jesus. So, yeah. You find that in front of your room, Yana.
Oh, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. I feel happy. I did something good.
All right. So, anyway, you guys are still trapped in this reality, perhaps forever. But you have lockpicks, so now more of the reality will be accessible.
Yes.
Take card for such a thoughtful gift there, Freddy.
All right.
Santa seems happy and slightly less psychotic, although there are a couple of times when she wakes up and you can hear her thrashing around in her room in the middle of the night, and then it gets real quiet, and then she goes back to sleep. But like sometimes you hear her go, what the fuck?
Sometimes you hear me arguing with someone, although you know nobody is there.
Yeah. It's not fucking comforting at all either. Sometimes the fire axe disappears for a while, and then a couple days later it's back. No explanation.
And it's really clean and like
so right. A couple weeks of your vacation have passed. Freddie seems a much, much better off man.
While that's going on, there was a couple of things I wanted to do.
Damn your eyes.
Just some basic stuff. I was just going to get some paper and pencils and some paints and practice sketching and painting. But also I wanted to local newspaper, go to the library, look into the past of this area. Because we've appeared in this town, I'm just trying to see try and get a feel for the area and see if there's any weird, quirky stuff about it.
There's a lot of weird, quirky stuff about it. There's police report that like some very high-end cars, like super high-end cars, appeared in town and were riding around and then disappeared mysteriously. And a lot of shenanigans involving teenagers for some odd reason. Parties and shit like that. Police report stuff. But you can go ahead and while he's getting his brain fixed, which is kind of a full-time job, she makes sure it is. because they're tightening the fucking restraints and stuff. You feel better. And Pete, try a three sketch, three art, and then you guys are done. Yeah, that sounds
good. Yay!
Or less. You don't have to try the art, two arts.
Yay!
Also, when I have free time, I want to go.
You have a lot of free time. You're busy trying to make his brain not hurt.
I know, but maybe after, I will go to to attempt like some sort of like long distance run or something like that. Something that involves enduring a lot.
Sure.
You're going to start doing morning constitutionals, are you?
Yeah.
All right, no problem. I'll tell you what, would everybody like to go out on an enduring walk with her?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, some fresh air, why not?
I mean, it's got nothing to do that I want to keep an eye on her and make sure she doesn't get up to mischief. That's
kind of what I figured, right. Are you taking all of your stuff with you just in case you don't come back? Or the hotel is used to this, so you prepay every night. So
yeah, I've just got a satchel, so at the moment.
All right. So everybody give me a endurance roll as she puts you on the grueling pace going through the town and refuses to stop until she fails her roll. And then she falls to the ground and says, why?
I failed my roll. And
why? She says, the air to pick you up and make their rolls. So
it was a nice dream.
Cut to shows them just toss you back into your bed, go out in the air room. Right? Yeah, all right. And so, right. I'm going to go to restroom. You guys, please figure out a plan because we're about done with getting our free checks and stuff. Yeah?
Okay.
Cool. So figure out what you want to do because you seem to be trapped in this strange place. And I'll be right back.
Okay.
Well.
All right. I just it just occurred to me something I want to research.
Oh, what's that? What's that?
Ferris Bueller.
Who?
What?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if either of you two would be familiar with that name.
It sounds familiar, but I just, you know, don't care.
It's a movie from the 80s. I've got a feeling this town is where, and the high school is where John Hughes, the director, set a lot of his films, such as Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles and Better Off Dead and potentially, I don't know if Footloose was, I don't think Footloose was set there, Breakfast Club.
Oh, I didn't see any of these.
No, I didn't think you would have.
I've seen Footloose, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, besides that, we have some money now. It's not a ton or anything. Obviously, setting up a base, quote unquote, of sorts, will take a lot more time and money.
Yes, and a lot more
which
money.
We don't have right now.
Yeah.
So,
maybe we just go away.
Yeah, you said you can get us out of here.
Oh, what's his name? What is his name? Doc. What is the doctor's name?
What?
Doc Brown. Doc Brown. That's it. Is it Dr. Emmett Brown? Back to the Future.
Oh. Look it up online and tell you.
Don't look it up online.
I know, I'm not the one.
No. I just mean that. Yeah, that movie may not exist in this world.
Yeah.
Oh, I did forget about the news stories. Right after Christmas, all the kids dying, the police, the FBI being called in due to all the fucking. They call it the toy guns of death and stuff like that. I'm assuming you kept those sandy draining newspaper articles away from the Santa.
Yes, I did.
But I wanted to celebrate my accomplishments.
You would get into scrapbooking for that shit. I know.
There's two names I want to research. One is Ferris Bueller. The other one is, I can't remember his full name. I think it's Dr. Emmett Brown, I'm not 100% sure if Emmett his first name or not.
Got it. Right. Ferris Bueller is some sort of high school student. He's apparently very, very sick. And they've mm-hmm. even got a page set up to take donations for his illness.
Oh, yeah.
Did you come up with that, Peter, or somebody else?
No, those two have never heard of it. When I said Ferris Bueller, they looked at me blank. It's 80s films. It's mm-hmm. way before their time.
Yes. No worries.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many people. When you said the news articles and stuff, I thought, hang on a minute, this is starting to ring a bell.
So yeah, the mayor of this place is Mr. John Hughes.
Yes. So I told you, John Hughes films. Yeah. I said to, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And what about Emmett Brown, Dr. Emmett Brown?
He does not exist, sadly.
Okay. Yeah. However, I wasn't sure with these fast cars suddenly disappearing. I was wondering whether or not it was a...
Yeah, that's clever. Yes. There was also a news story, though, about in the arrest blotter, there was a couple of stoner types that were arrested near Shermer High School. They didn't go to that school. Nobody knows where they came from, but they showed up and started, one of them anyway, started vulgarly speaking to all the females and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They even put in the, hey, baby, have you ever had your blank licked by a fat man in a trench coat? You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Apparently a very interesting pickup line that failed to land.
Yes. I think they're doing a new movie, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a sort of sequel to their previous one.
So... yes, and they were seeking
Shermer. Is it Jake? Jake and Silent? I know it's Silent Bob, but
Jay.
I can't. Jay and Silent Bob.
They were in one of their movies trying to get to Shermer, Illinois, and then they just didn't exist. You don't get light. That's what you get. No light. So I would have that checked. I'm worried.
Yeah, it's probably said that. Yeah.
You think? Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. So anyway, you just sit your ass in the dark. Yeah. Hey, I got no fucking heat, so you got something I don't. I got something you don't. Yeah. So what are you guys going to do to escape? That's my big fucking question.
I'm just looking at Joshua like.
Well, as I said, we can go to Los Angeles to see if Clem's is in the standard location that it is equivalent of San Angeles. If it's mm-hmm. not, then we've got enough money to get a car, get food, and try for several days, weeks, however long it takes to shift.
Yep.
You have no licenses.
No, but we could potentially buy a, I suspect, with...
Oh, with his shady ass contacts and stuff.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
This would be the best town to buy a shady car in then because you guys are climatized to Shermer, Illinois. So if you want to make notes of that, yeah, you guys have been long enough here and it's a boring enough place. He knows the very few criminals that are here.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, contacts are useful.
Yeah.
Climatized is very useful for me because it means that I can redirect gates to this location from other locations.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to come back and like hang out with incredibly good looking high school girls for some reason, mm-hmm. or played by 20 somethings. Welcome to the movies.
Don't you forget about me.
How long do you need to be in an area to be acclimatized?
Usually about a month. There is, I haven't actually seen it come up for quite a while. There was, maybe, assuming it's still in there, there is a card that allows you to nominate a place you've been to be acclimatized to it.
Okay.
Yeah, even if you just stop by for a Coke. Yeah. Or two Coke, either one. So
being acclimatized, basically, if you're not acclimatized to an area, it can potentially affect certain roles, such as streetwise and stuff like that, because you don't know the lay of the land. Okay. Whereas once you're acclimatized, you don't suffer a negative. There's also certain other things, like I've got a spell that only works if I'm acclimatized to a location.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, let's try and fucking buy like a
car. Buy a cheap car and then we can drive it to San Angeles. Yeah. Sorry, Los Angeles. Check it out. I should ask actually before we go down this path, can either of you drive?
No.
I thought you can drive.
I was really hoping to get all the way to here's the money, and then everybody sits there and asks, I thought you could drive.
I can drive a little bit, but not very.
I can drive a motorcycle.
Now, if it was a buggy or I can drive a buggy or a coach a lot better than I can drive a car.
Yeah.
This unfortunately sends fear and panic through Freddy. He's wondering what kind of horrible setback the world has that they no longer have cars and he's riding around in a fucking buggy.
I mean, if that's what it takes, I'll try.
No, but I can drive a car a bit better than a hobbyist, but I don't know how good you are at driving cars. So
I cannot drive a car better than a 15-year-old.
The woman with no name is just going to fucking crash into something, possibly a bus full of nuns or something, forcing them off the road into a fiery death bridge.
You're the driver then. What kind of car do you want?
Well, we want a cheap car, but one that's going to be reliable. So it can be a rust bucket, but the engine, etc., in good condition, so that it can last a distance. Because we're buying it on the sly, as in you're not going to be showing licenses. That's also why it should be a nondescript cheap car.
Yeah.
Here's a big question. Because unfortunately for you guys, there's some bargaining and negotiation that comes into this kind of
thing. Yeah, bargain, man. Where are you when we need? Okay.
You thought it would just be a price tag? How much money do you want to give him, or is he just taking his own and you're saying, Dios con Dios?
Well, I have, including Mildred's, I have a total of just under $2,300.
You might be able to get something decent that should at least last until you get to California, or perhaps you'll break down in a desert somewhere. Who can say?
Part of the thing is, on the way there, we can top up our funds as well. I've got $1,600 at the moment, so we probably want to leave ourselves with enough to that we've got food and stuff and accommodation on the drive. But But then we can, as I said, we can top up our funds on the way there at other towns.
We can always, on the way, hack another ATM.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We have all the equipment still.
That's what I meant by topping up our funds on the way there.
Yeah.
Give me law rolls, by the way, just for a piece of interesting information.
Yes, I know it's a federal crime.
Because
it's involving banks.
I don't think anything wrong is with this.
Yeah, you're thinking you'll be given a ticker tape parade. Holy shit, you guys made there's a court. As soon as your crime spree crosses state lines, it becomes a federal matter and the FBI will get involved. Just no.
Because it's involving banks and
Oh yeah, it's
already federal.
You're right. They got the FBI.
I suspect.
I think you're right. So yeah, the FBI is probably already after you.
No, probably not, because it wasn't a huge amount, and it wasn't continual. It was a one-off. So the banks have probably just written it off. They may have hired some security guards to keep an eye out, or the police would be doing increased patrols and stuff. But
so, all right, you head over.
There's no pattern for the FBI to look into.
Can someone help me with the negotiations? I'm not really the best.
Wait a minute. So let me get this straight. They know you're a shady guy, and you're going to go talk shady guys, and you want to bring your cop friend with you.
Well, he's not a cop. I can make a crazy one.
Conversation will go, and then
just so you know that I was federally and internationally recognized.
Yeah, he kind of actually does
as a law person. Oh.
He does.
Okay, maybe you
can, as in I worked with the FBI.
What about if Mildred came along and intimidated them?
You're going to take Harlequin with you instead, because you want to go the other way. You want the lady with the psycho eyes, and
he wants the scary one to come along.
Yeah, just intimidate them into giving us the car for cheap.
Oh, intimidate. That actually, yeah, intimidation will give you a bonus to bargain. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Freddie, first I'm going to need a streetwise role. This is to go to the right person and not the undercover cops who are doing us.
This is not going to go well. Can I trade someone my assistant 10 and then have them play on me?
You'll need to trade it to Mildred, because I won't be there, so I won't be able to give you cover.
Okay.
Before you go, though,
mm-hmm.
Do either of you want a check in essence? Because I think a double check, because I already got one. Yes, I already have a check in essence.
I wouldn't mind one. Mine's only at 10.
All right. You fine with that, Mildred?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Okay. And I'll give you a something.
By the way, depending on how long this takes, there may be a knock at my door, and I may have to get some groceries in. Won't take that long.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it's alcohol, because we're alcoholics. Well, okay, I'm comparing myself to people in the U.S. If I was living in Czech Republic, I would be considered
normal person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For any listeners who don't know, go Google how much does the average Czech person drink per year. Boy.
Okay, so... Leona, can I trade you an assistant 10 and then have you play it on me?
Yeah.
Well, cool.
And I also still remember what Yana's favorite drink is. Rum and Coke.
Yeah, but I usually drink just beer now, because
it's
easier.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay.
So she pops plus 10 on you. You're rolling at plus 10. Good luck. Don't talk to the cops.
This is not gonna go. Well,
you cannot find anybody who will fucking sell you a goddamned car. They all tell you they don't have them.
How much would the bus cost?
Total for all three of you? $300.
To get to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Oh, screw it. Just take the bus then.
The reason why I was saying about a car is that it will make shadow walking faster.
Super.
Why?
Because you've got to travel a certain distance to start shifting.
Doing it on
the road. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, so shadow walking is an ability to move us between worlds. Okay?
Okay.
So it's basically the realms that we exist, they're like parallel dimensions. Shadow walking is walking between those dimensions, is the ability to actually move us between those dimensions by traveling and by changing the environment around us. to slowly move from one place to another.
Okay.
And so to do so, I need to travel a certain distance.
I see.
So if we do it on foot, it'll take 2 or 3 days. If we do it in a car, it'll take 2 or 3 hours.
Oh. Why don't we just get a taxi?
Because we don't want to take the taxi driver with us.
Oh. Why don't we buy a bicycle?
Do you know how to ride a bike?
I can ride a motorbike. How hard can it be?
Yeah. Good luck with you. Good luck with that.
Okay, fine.
No. I mean, we can try elsewhere to get a vehicle. It just that is why.
Oh, there is another possibility here.
You could also try to get some false ID here.
Oh yeah. Aside from that possibility, there is also the possibility that he could go out and try to use the Streetwise to find a motorcycle with a sidecar for sale.
Yes.
And then essentially one person in the sidecar or two, and then one or two on the motorbike itself.
Yes, true.
But I would like to point out it is the cold ass winter, and you guys are in Illinois, which is not a happy place in the winter.
Thankfully, it's not minus 50 as it is currently.
Yes.
Or whatever the hell they're putting up with in the real world.
Yeah. Some sort of horrible, I think it's like negative 30 or 40 Celsius, just something outrageous.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Sure. I mean, I mean, why not?
If you were feeling confident in your Streetwise ability, you could always go for, since your modifier is now gone away, you could always try to go for it at half. That's called pushing it.
Nope.
Okay. So, yeah, plan B, I guess. I mean, you could just get a bus down there just to check and see if Clem's exists, and then...
If it doesn't exist, then we worry about trying to get a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
okay, let's do that, yeah.
Climatized or anything there, but
yeah,
let's do that then. Sure.
Okay,
cool. $300 later, somebody mark it off.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Right.
You guys take the gray dog bus down there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hellishly long, lots of fucking changes. Everybody's uncomfortable and unhappy by the time you get there. Yeah, you're. Are you still carrying around your trumpet case with a fucking fireman's axe in it?
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Fire axe.
They put it under the bus in the baggage thing for you. Fortunately, you guys don't have a lot of baggage, but you eventually get there. You wander over to where the whole town looks pretty different. Actually, you can tell right away that you're not in where you head over there.
In Kansas.
No, you're not, definitely not in Kansas. You pass through it. Christ, that was a snooze fest. Just flat. It's like there's no terrain features, just flat. And cornfields, lots of cornfields. You guys head over there. There is no clams. No.
Yep. I suspected that was going to be the case, but I'm not sure.
Well, so LA is a bigger city.
Screwed. Yeah. They have a large criminal element here and such, but you don't know who's who.
There is the other method of getting a car, of course, especially after Mildred's birth, Mildred's thank you present.
She does have lockpicks.
Just don't know if Mildred's skilled with them or not.
Well, yes.
Cut to somewhere kind of remote. You guys are boosting as average of car as possible. Since you're going to be shadow walking out of here with it, you're not too worried about like the plates and shit like that. Because if the cops are tracking your ass through shadow, you know that they're good.
Yeah, we're in a lot more trouble than just shadow walking.
No problem. Mildred, give me a lock picking. Don't forget your bonus.
Can I help her at all?
Not really. You've only got the one pair of lockers.
We can help by keeping lookout.
Yeah, you guys keep lookout.
I have a question. If I borrow my lockpicks to some of you, would you be willing to do it? Because I'm really bad with lockpicks, actually.
I get a check, dude.
Are you telling me the head of the lockpick gang cannot use lockpicks?
Joshua! You can't say this out loud like this.
The PCs belong to so many gangs that they've started.
I've never used lockpicks successfully.
What about you, Freddy?
I shrug. I can try, but I mean, I kind of get into you.
We can all try.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody take a lockpick roll. If
okay.
One gets it, you win. If one of you fumbles, the car wins.